Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. It's such a privilege to be able to come before this microphone and to share the Word of God with all of you who are listening. Some are faithful, regular listeners. Some, you may be new, perhaps listening for the first time, and our hearts cry in prayer to God is that you will be inspired, encouraged, and blessed. For the purpose of this radio ministry is not only to declare the whole counsel of God, the beauty of God's Word, and apply His principles to our lives as Christians, but it's also allow the Holy Spirit of God to quicken and to make alive that word. The letter kills, the scriptures tell us, but the Spirit of God quickens and brings life. And so it has to be the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon the Word of God, upon our minds, that we can receive deep and spiritual revelation as we read the Word of God. And my heart today is stirred because I want to be talking about perhaps one of the most beautiful subjects, one that is perhaps dearest to the heart of God, and that is His glorious church, His people, His call out ones that God has foreknown before the worlds began, and He appointed at least those of us who are alive at this time to become aware of His greatness, His goodness, and we've accepted His invitation for fellowship. We've come at His invitation to be saved and redeemed and delivered from this present evil world system, and we've asked God to transform us because we have seen that with God dwells all the riches of knowledge and wisdom and beauty and holiness. He is perfection in every aspect, in every conceivable way. There is none like our God. There is none beside Him. And He is raising up a people today. It is called the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, I'm not talking about a four walls or a church edifice. I'm not talking about a denomination either. I'm talking about a body of Christ that the Lord Himself is bringing together, lively stones whom He is bringing together out of every tribe, people, nation, tongue, people from every walk of life, from every station, high and low, the wise, the rich, the simple, the poor. He's bringing us together, and He has chosen the weak things of this world to confound the strong, and the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, that our preaching should be in the power and demonstration of His Spirit. We have nothing to bring but the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of you who are saved, you have a message to share, and that is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Beloved, my heart is stirred, and I would like to begin, well, as I always am wont to do, let's pray. Father, we come to You in prayer and before Your marvelous throne of grace. And Father, we thank You for everyone who's come together. Lord, these few moments are such a precious time. And we ask for Your anointing, not only upon the Word of God, Father, that You will bring us into deeper and deeper understanding of Your principles, of Your ways, of the mysteries of God, of the very secrets of God. And Lord, that You would quicken us by the Spirit of God. Lord, also You see the needs that are in the hearts and lives of Your people. Father, according to your great riches and glory in Christ Jesus, I pray that you will meet those needs, that you will minister spiritually and physically and mentally, financially and circumstantially, because you're our Father and you delight to give good gifts. In fact, every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is neither variableness nor shadow of turning. And so, Father, we look to you as the source of all truth, the source of all goodness, the source of every good and perfect gift. Now, Lord, anoint our time together, not only today, but as you would give us the grace and the anointing to share the truth of your word, let your blessings be upon it, Lord, and let us get a vision. Let us have, oh Lord, a clearer glimpse of what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour, of what you're desiring to do in the hearts and minds of your people, Lord, that we will truly be transformed, that we will be the manifest sons and daughters that your word declares, a glorious people, a bride without spot, stain, or wrinkle. And you, Lord, you alone shall receive the glory for it, in the mighty and wondrous name above every name, the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I would like to share a verse of scripture found in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5 and verse 13. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely, riches kept for the owners thereof, to their hurt. What is this scripture saying? Well, Solomon is saying there is a sore evil which God has seen in the lives and hearts of men, namely, that wealth and riches that the wealthy possess, those who are rich, they keep it for themselves, and the consequence of that is they suffer harm and hurt. What is this scripture saying? This verse is pregnant with the theme of selfishness and greed, and it's also encompasses a total disregard for those not of that same company, not of the company of the rich. And of course, we see this as we look around us in the world today. Those who are rich and affluent and who have everything that this world can offer in terms of riches. I'm going to have to throw this in. They're against gun control, of course, but they have a whole list of bodyguards well-armed around them. Talk about hypocrites. However, we look now at what this scripture is saying, and it says that God looks down from heaven, and he declares that this is a sore evil before me. Selfishness, pride, or arrogance, unfortunately, is not just confined to riches. And as I've been thinking and meditating on this verse and looking at the world in which we're living and looking at the condition of the church, the apostasy that has grown in these last few decades, and the division that's within the church. Of course, there are some wonderful churches, some marvelous committed pastors, because God promised through Jeremiah, he said he would raise up pastors after his own heart, and he is surely doing that today. Those who love God with all of their heart and understand that fivefold ministry, whether it's an apostolic or a prophetic calling or a pastor or an evangelist or a teacher, these are ministries given by the Spirit of God, not to elevate an individual, but to elevate the Lord Jesus Christ and to cause the people of God, the body of Christ, to be fully equipped, wanting and needing nothing, so that they may do the work of the ministry, that they can go out and compel people to come into the ark of safety, preaching their testimony of what Christ has done, sharing the word of God, making disciples. This is God's plan, that leadership should equip the children of God. But unfortunately, through the decades, through the centuries, we see that demonic religious spirits have arisen, and they've brought division to the church, sometimes crushing the humble hearts of born-again Christians. They brought confusion, division, even among the members of the body of Christ or churches that are born-again, Bible-believing, Bible-living, and Bible-teaching assemblies. I want us to understand, and I ask for God's grace to be able to share with you, is that we need to return to the purity of the concept of the church as it is described in Holy Scripture. And what has happened in every revival, even the major denominations that were birthed in the fire of the Holy Ghost, that were brought about by sincere men and women of God who came under the anointing of God, in the passage of time, the work of the enemy has always been to put a fence around the move of God, to use man's schemes to organize and to somehow administer the affairs of the church. And as we've done that, we've driven the Spirit of God out. That happened in the Azusa Revival. It was birthed in the power of God. It brought the Pentecostal anointing as we began the 20th century. And yet, in a few short years, that fire was quenched by man's regulation of how things should be done. And we have glorified and built up the church through austere rules and governments when we should be building up and bringing together and nurturing and feeding the body of Christ. The church, local or universal, is not the salvation of the world, beloved. I don't want to burst any bubbles. There's only one, and that his name is Jesus Christ. He alone is the salvation of the world. Well, my time has flown, and I'm just setting a foundation, if you will, for what I'm going to be sharing. But my heart's prayer and cry is that we can get a vision of how God reverence and cares for and is jealous over his body, a body that is not made with hands, his called out ones, his church, his ecclesia, and how he is going to fight for it and protect it. And it's not going to be done by the ways of man, no matter how sincere or well-meaning. Well, pray for me, beloved. We're just getting into this. And I invite you to tune in tomorrow. If at any point you miss a broadcast, want to rehear it, please go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. As always, if you have prayer needs, this is a ministry of prayer and correspondence. I do invite you to write the announcer, give our contact information. I love you, pray for you every day, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.